Divine healing is the miraculous power of life. The Lord promised these benefits to His obedient children. Psalm 103:2-3, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Often, we forget His powerful benefits of forgiving us of our sins and healing our bodies, minds, and souls. St. Matthew 8:16, When the even was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out the spirits with His word, and healed all that were sick. Jesus cast out every form of evil spirit, which tormented the people, which bound them with afflictions. Many of them were hopelessly sick with a multitude of diseases, filling their lives with anguish. However, Jesus' words had power to heal the sick, cause the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. Evil spirits, which controlled the minds of people, were subject to His divine power. Jesus' profound words, mercy and compassion delivered oppressed people. At His word, He even raised the dead to life, to declare unto humanity the sovereignty of God's divine power to deliver those who trust in Him. Psalm 34:19, Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. According to the word of God, many of the people of God are suffering physical, psychological, and emotional afflictions. However, the word of God promises deliverance for all who sanctify themselves for the service of God. The Lord does the healing with the medicine from heaven. Physicians are His instruments for humanity. Jesus manifested His sovereign power against sin, sickness, trouble, and death. Unbelief hinders the manifestation of God's divine power. The angel said to Zacharias, John the Baptist's father, St. Luke 1:11-13, And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Verses 18-20, And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this, for I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years? And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to shew thee these glad tidings. And, behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Verses 57-62, Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shewed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass, that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father, how he would have him called. They made signs to Zacharias because he was dumb and could not speak, as the angel said, until after John was born. Verses 63-64, And he asked for a writing table, and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake, and praised God. Zacharias was a priest who endured inextricable suffering when he was dumb and could not speak. The Holy Spirit cast out the dumb spirit from Zacharias. After he believed, he no longer had a dumb spirit. Verses 67-68, And Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Malachi 2:7, For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. God chose ministers whom He has given the Holy Spirit to reach the highest level of faith and spirituality. Obviously, we experience extraordinary sufferings because we are His messengers. Romans 8:18, For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. St. Luke 11:14, And he Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. In our era, the dumb devil is a metaphor of people who are unregenerate and unlearned in the spiritual language of Jesus Christ. Those who overcome the sin of unbelief will witness the blessings of spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the words of Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. He magnified his power of life when he cast out the dumb devil. St. Luke 8:41-42, And, behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. Jairus became greatly distressed, because his young daughter was at the point of death. Although he was a leader over the synagogue, he recognized that Jesus would be the only means whereby his child could live. Verses 49-50, There cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Jesus told Jairus to believe only. We must never allow unbelief of others to convince us not to trust and believe in him. Doubt and unbelief create barriers, which prevents anyone from entering into the miraculous realm of faith. Verses 51-56, And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter, and James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept, and bewailed her, but he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out unbelievers, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. That miracle was a secret to unbelievers because he put them out. We observed in the scriptures that a divine healing could come instantly. However, the Lord may choose to allow our deliverance to come gradually. We should fervently pray to recover from the sicknesses, which evil spirits have caused. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 118:17, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. We must have faith in God, as the psalmist, that we will overcome our illnesses and do the will of God. Romans 10:17, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul indicated that hearing the word of God only could develop faith. It is essential that God's word teach everyone who desires spiritual power. When we mature in faith, the word, which God planted in our hearts, will enable us to believe that he will cast out the spirit of devils, which causes us to suffer. James 5:13, Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Obviously, when we live a righteous life and do all the good we know how to do, there are times in which our human bodies will become ill. We all should pray in our affliction, because there is a divine purpose for our suffering. We should honor God by humbling ourselves to seek him. In addition, we should ask him why we are ill. Second, we should call for consecrated and anointed ministers who are spiritually mature, to anoint with oil and pray. Verses 14-15, Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The Lord authorized his anointed ministers to pray for the sick. It does not matter whether we are male or female. However, the Lord will answer according to his will. There are also times when God prepares to deliver souls of believers for eternal life through sickness and afflictions. Paul wrote, 2 Timothy 4:20, Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Paul left Trophimus at Miletum, because it was not God's will to heal him at that time. The next verse gives us a reason why some of the people of God remain afflicted. They will not reveal their condition to an authorized and anointed minister whose prayers God will answer. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. As it was in the days of the apostles, so is it now. God will answer the prayers of his righteous servants, male or female. King Solomon proclaimed, Proverbs 20:30, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. When there is guile in our spirit, the Lord cleanses us through the realm of afflictions. The healing of all guile is necessary for the salvation of our souls. Psalm 32:2, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When God purges our iniquities, divine healing will become a reality. Then shall God fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah 33:24, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man, that he should lie, neither the son of man, that he should repent, hath he said, and shall he not do it, or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God cannot lie, his word endures throughout all generations. Verse 20, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. God has commanded to bless his humble and obedient people. It is clear that throughout all eras of his word, healing is a blessing provided for his people in the word of God, and they cannot change it. It is valid unto this very moment. The preacher, King Solomon, wrote, Ecclesiastes 3:14-15, I know that, whatsoever God doth, it shall be forever, nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. God provided divine healing for his people many years ago, and it will continue until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Solomon recognized that God requires that which is past. God's word continues to be valid throughout all generations. The fifth chapter of St. John illustrates one of Jesus' most notable healings. He miraculously healed a man who had an infirmity for 38 years. St. John 5:2-6, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water, whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Jesus is now asking that question to every spirit-filled child of God, because he knows your case and the length of time you have been suffering by the powers of evil spirits. Verse 7, the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. In the next verse, Jesus shows us the word of power. Verse 8, Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. That sick man's body was very weak because he had an affliction for 38 years. Nevertheless, he believed the words of Jesus. He rose at the command of Jesus and walked by faith. Verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. In those days, the people had the book of the law, the messages of the prophets and the Psalms. There is no doubt that he had read these scriptures, Exodus 15:26, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalm 9:18, for the needy shall not alway be forgotten, the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Jesus miraculously healed the impotent man. He did not stagger at the promises of God. He believed that whatever God had promised, he was fully able to perform. Therefore, he kept returning to the pool for 38 years at a particular season. Because of his strong faith, God did not send an angel. He sent the Son of God to deliver him physically and spiritually. St. John 5:14, afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Now we understand that Jesus saved the man from his sins and healed him of his physical infirmity. Jesus taught his disciples determined faith. St. Mark 11:22, and Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. Verse 24, Therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. If you are a child of God, and living according to God's word, He gives us authority to ask for anything that He has promised in the Scriptures. If we ask in faith, we shall receive it. Let us look into the Epistle of James to see what he says about the promises of God. James 1:6-7, But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. According to the Epistle of James, unbelief hinders the prayers of those who do not have faith in the Word of God. They will not receive an answer from the Lord. The faith of the impotent man, crippled at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, was never weak. He knew within himself that one day God would heal him. Therefore, the Lord healed him because he kept coming back, believing to receive a miracle. Verse 17, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights. Healing is also a gift that comes from God, and it is a perfect gift. God desires his people to have the gift of physical and spiritual healing. Jesus suffered for our healing, died for our salvation, and his wounded and lacerated body was for the healing of our bodies, souls, and spirits. Isaiah 53:5, But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We can readily see that healing was also in the atonement of Jesus Christ. Those of us whom the Lord filled with the Spirit of God must quote the words of Jesus in order to cast out evil spirits. Remember that those evil spirits have existed from the time sin entered into the world. We must call them by name as Jesus called the foul spirits by name. St. Mark 9:25, When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. Jesus did not pray. He commanded the devils to come out. Verse 26, And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. This was one of the most powerful devils. The disciples were not able at this time to cast it out, although, there were times that they really did cast out devils. Jesus told them why they could not cast him out. Verses 28-29, And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. Jesus taught his disciples that in order to cast out powerful evil spirits, we must have matured faith and power with God. This kind of faith and power comes by prayer and fasting. Jesus had already fasted 40 days and nights when he cast out the dumb and deaf spirit. However, the disciples had not fasted, nor did the Lord fill them with the Holy Spirit. After Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to the 11 disciples and instructed them to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Afterward, they would receive power to cast out all evil spirits. St. Luke 24:49, And, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. The Lord has promised to deliver all of his people. Let us trust in his salvation and wait on our healing. Isaiah 25:8, He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. God gave divine anesthetics to Adam prior to his operation. Afterward, God took out one of his ribs and created Eve, his wife. Genesis 2:21-22. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Henceforth, physicians use anesthetics prior to their operations. They are instruments of God. Colossians 4:14, Luke, the beloved physician, greet you. The power to heal comes from God. Jesus said, St. Mark 2:17. They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, Jesus heals both spiritually and physically. However, we are mortal and we must leave this world whether we are sick or not. God heals our bodies according to his will. Elisha was a true prophet of God to whom God gave power to perform miracles. 2 Kings 4:40-41, so they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out, and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. This scripture emphasizes that Elisha's faith and power from God enabled him to eradicate the poison from the food. There was no death in the pot when the people followed his instruction. However, he died of a sickness, illustrating that we are all subject to sickness, trouble, and death. 2 Kings 13:14. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. Conclusion, Moses was a great prophet who did not die of sickness. He too, worked miracles by faith. Deuteronomy 34:7, and Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eye was not dim, nor his natural force natural strength abated.